Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 354. Visible translated text is as follows. 14 enough of it to have seen what it looked like, coming up to it. I made an experiment in the daytime to see whether he could see the body or not, and I found he could see the feet. You could see the bulk. Unless he was looking directly for someone, I don't think he could see it. The place where I thought I saw someone dragged was right in front of the elevator, directly back. It began immediately in front of the elevator, right at the bottom of the shaft. The hat was possibly nearer the elevator than the shoe. That was a dirt floor and cinders on it scattered over the dirt. I thought the places on her face had been made from dragging. I think I saw a little blood on the underclothing. I did not testify before the coroner that the blood ran a little when we moved the body. I didn't say it was liquid. The blood was dry. The little trail where through showed the body was dragged went straight on down where the girl was found. It was a continuous trail. The finger joints on her hand worked a little. Back door was shut. Staple had been pulled. The lock was locked still, but the staple had been drawn out. It was a sliding door with a bar across the door, but the bar had been taken down. It looked like the staple had been recently drawn. I was reading one of the notes to Lee with the following words: a tall black Negro did this. He will try to lay it on the night. And when I got to the word night, Lee says, that means the night watchman. I had just said the night, and he said, that means the night watchman. I think the underclothes were torn out, but I am not positive. Redirect examination. It was about 150 feet from the ladder to where we found the body. The ribbon I found was not on the hat, it was on the hair. We made another experiment at night.